This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 515. Before we begin to talk about the 8 activities to build your self-confidence, I'm going to do a quick review of last week's podcast, which was 7 ways to grow your mental toughness. This, again, is just going to be a quick review. If you'd like to have more in-depth information on developing your mental toughness, you can go to warriormindcoach.com and look for this podcast with the show notes on it. But the first way is to meditate. And this, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you know that I'm a big proponent of meditation. And it depends on what type you do. There's mental rehearsal, there's other ones. But meditation forces you to be still and forces you to focus on the present and the now, which is what mental toughness is about. It's controlling your thoughts, controlling your direction. Physical discomfort. This is absolutely my absolute favorite way of developing mental strength, mental toughness. Whether that's going out for a long hike, whether that's doing a heated yoga class, whether that's doing cryotherapy. Nothing gets your mind activated more quickly than doing something physically discomforting. Finish what you start. How many tasks have you started? How many tasks have you finished? When you finish what you start, you build up the discipline to stick with something until it's done. It doesn't matter if you don't like to do it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because we're talking about building that mental strength, mental toughness, and you have to finish what you start. Focus on what you can control. Most of us are focusing on things we can't control, like the economy, like a virus, like the politics, like whatever else it is. I'm not saying to hide your head in the sand, but when we get so distracted with so many things that we can't control, we don't control our thoughts. So focus on the things that you can control, that are in your grasp of awareness. Avoid complaining. Hey, this is a big, big one. The more you complain, the more you diminish your energy. The more you diminish energy, the more you're weak. When you're complaining, you're saying something isn't good. And mental toughness and mental strength people always find something positive or something good in every situation. Complaining is a sign of weakness. Use affirmations. Affirmations are awesome. They're just, whether you call it self-talk, affirmations, anything that you can continue to encourage yourself to be a positive thinker, to be mental strength, to be mental toughness is great practice. Emotional discomfort. This one is because you could go out and meet 5 strangers today. You could have that difficult conversation that you've been wanting to have or been avoiding having. Any of these things that create this discomfort, right, whether it's physical or emotional, will really help build your mental toughness. So that's a quick review. So, you know, everything becomes easier when you're brimming with self-confidence. Have you thought about it? There's times in your life when you're just so full of confidence that, man, you can just take on everything. And as soon as self-doubt enters your mind, your ability to act is compromised, right? You doubt yourself. You wonder if you can do it. And that's all because of this self-doubt that comes up. But self-confidence might seem to rise and fall in random fashion, but there are steps you can take to increase the level of confidence you experience on a regular basis, kind of like what we've talked about with mental strength and mental toughness. So enhance your self-esteem and accomplish more with these techniques I'm about to go over. Now, ultimately, when we talk about self-confidence or confidence, what I like to work with my clients on, ultimately, when we are so confident that it doesn't matter what happens, we'll be okay. That's the essence of where you want to get to. No matter what happens in your relationship, with your work, no matter what happens, you'll be okay because you have the confidence that you can continue. So that's confidence in a nutshell. But here's some tips. Achieve a goal. You know, again, if you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time, I am big, big, big on goals. Many people don't know how to set them correctly. They don't know how to manage their goals. They don't know how to do it. So they just give up and they go, oh, here we go with the goal setting again. Well, guess what? We're back to it. When you can start to achieve small goals, your goal, and it can be something simple, just, you know, to get to the gym on time, to get to work on time, to eat a piece of fruit every day, whatever that is, when you achieve a goal, it says to yourself, I committed to doing something and I did it. Kind of like we went through the mental toughness, right? Finish what you start. This is the same thing. By achieving a goal, small, medium, or large, you are improving your confidence in yourself that you can do it. Make a list of your accomplishments. Now, it's interesting that our failures are easy to list, but our accomplishments often require a little more pondering. And when I work with clients one-on-one, this is one of the things I do. And I help them come up with a whole list of stuff. You can go back to your first grade, second grade, college, whatever it might be. You wouldn't be where you are today if it wasn't for accomplishing some major, major things, major tasks. You have overcome several obstacles, many obstacles. You have accomplished a lot. When we can make a list of the obstacles that we have overcome, the things that we have accomplished, that is going to help with our self-confidence, to help believe in ourselves, to know that we can do this. And so often we discount our accomplishments. We go, well, if it was this, it would have been harder. Well, anybody could do it. And then we put ourselves down about our accomplishments, which lowers our self-confidence. And then we wonder why we can't achieve something bigger. Well, why should we when we're not even acknowledging that we achieved something, quote, smaller? So this is critical. Make a list of your accomplishments. I would make it a running list because every day you're going to accomplish something. So keep that list going and read it regularly. Groom yourself to a higher standard. You know, get a better haircut if you're a man. Learn how to apply makeup more effectively if you're a woman. Spend a little more time grooming and being attentive to yourself every morning. I will say this, that the way we present ourselves to the world with is the way that we think we look. So we have a psychocybernetics talks about our self-image is a picture we hold in ourself, a picture we hold in our mind about ourself. And it manifests through the way we take care of ourselves, the way we groom ourselves. And if we want to change that picture in our mind, one of the things we can do is start to change the external, because the inner world and the outer world are both connected within ourselves. So when we can start to change the outer world, getting a nice haircut, maybe getting a manicure. I just recently got a manicure and a pedicure. My gosh, it was wonderful. Just boosted my self-confidence. When you can start to groom yourself to a higher standard, the image within you is going to change and you're going to feel more confident. Be assertive, not aggressive. Aggressive is backed with anger. Assertive is having a belief or having a perspective and standing with it. Having more control over your life results in greater self-confidence, being assertive. This is have your boundaries and stick with them. One of the quickest ways to increase the level of influence you have over your life is to be more assertive. And that can be going after something or saying no to something. This is about boundaries, right? When you have your boundaries set up, you know what you want and you know what you don't want. If you don't ask for what you want, you'll never get it. And if you don't put up boundaries, you're going to get everything that you don't want. Being assertive is essential. This is where people really, they think assertive means getting in a fight, and it doesn't. Assertive means that you're voicing and standing by your perspective, your values, whether it's at work, whether it's with friends, whether it's whatever it might be, being assertive when you can stand up and be more assertive, your self-confidence definitely will skyrocket. Dress nicer. So this gets back into grooming, right? We all feel more confident when we're dressed well. You know, up your game and put the nice clothes in your closet to work for you. What's interesting is with the pandemic and every stuff, we're all working from home more and more, and we're getting into this lounging area, this, you know, I'm working in my pajamas, which is fine for a while, but I would challenge you for, as opposed to casual Friday, have dress up Friday. And really dress up as if you're going to a big business meeting and see how you act and how you respond differently to your business calls, to your clients, even though they may not see you, or maybe they will, but just do this. Because, I mean, if you ever remember when you're a kid in Halloween, you put on a Superman outfit, you felt like you were Superman, you put on a zombie outfit, you felt like you were a zombie. The same thing happens when we put on, quote, nice clothes. If you're always in tattered clothes and pajamas working at work, eventually your self-confidence will start to erode. You won't know what's happening, but there will be something there. You'll get lethargic. You won't want to do something. And what I'm saying is just, instead of having casual Friday, have dress-up Friday. Practice. Practice, practice, practice breeds confidence. You know, if you have a speech coming up, you'll be much more confident if you practice your speech 10 times instead of 5. So whatever you are trying to master, practice, practice, practice. The more I practiced my lifts in CrossFit, the more confidence I got. The more I practiced coaching people, the more confident I got. The more I practiced when I was in sales, selling to high-level people, C-levels, the more confidence I got. So if you have an area of your life that you're lacking in confidence, practice, 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 and it will get better. Drop one thing from your life. This is often one of the things that we neglect, because the odds are high that you're currently stuck with an obligation in your life that you don't enjoy. It could be a number of things. Going to a specific restaurants. I don't mean about people in your life, but there's probably something in your life you need to release. And that could be you're holding on to a friend that you've had a fight with, but you feel you need to. It's okay to release them. You're holding on to somebody gave you a present, so you're wearing this lousy sweater because you feel obligated to. And it doesn't build your confidence when you put it on. Release it. Guaranteed, there is at least one thing in your life that you're holding on to that is lowering your energy, lowering your self-confidence, that if you just release it, it will do miracles for your self-confidence. Find a mentor, find a coach. That's what I'm here for. If you like to build your self-confidence, build your mental toughness, accomplish more in life, get things done, just take the world by charge. Get a mentor or coach. Contact me. You can go to warriormindcoach.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page, ask for your introductory consultation, and we'll get going on that. But finding a mentor or a coach can make all the difference. Knowing that you have an expert on your side is a sure way to boost your confidence. This coach, this mentor, is somebody that you can tap into their resources to get validation of doing something, or even to hold you accountable to make sure something gets done. This is probably a really, really important aspect, whether it's business, whether it's personal, whether it's fitness. We all need some sort of a coach or a mentor to help us stay on track. So, you know, some of us are blessed with high level of self-confidence, while others just really must learn to dig it up and cultivate it, whether it's through your upbringing, your parents supported you, your school supported you, whatever it is. We have those that are just there. They just kick butt every time they get out there because they're so confident. And there's others because of circumstances that have been beaten into submission. And so we know all of us are out there, but focus on your accomplishments, regardless of where you are on the scale of confidence. Be more assertive. Find a mentor. Spend time each day growing your self-confidence and experience real personal growth. Take these tips, apply them. Just don't listen to it. Go to the show notes, print them out, start to apply them. contact me, contact another mentor, contact a coach, and start to work on it. Self-confidence. We are all confident to the level that we are right now in creating our life. So you are confident where you are. If you want something more out of life, if you want something bigger out of life, your confidence, your self-esteem, your self-image has to improve in order to manifest those new things, new goals. We're coming up to the, you know, the end of the year, beginning to the new one. What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to get? Your self-confidence, your self-image, your mental toughness is all going to be dependent on that. You need to put these in there to grow. You need to grow as a person, the self-confidence, and then you will achieve your goals. So please visit me at warriormindcoach.com for more information on this podcast, other podcasts, my blogs, some links to books that I have on Amazon, some courses that I have on Udemy. Go there, browse around, take your time, send me a note if you like. Preferred, go ahead and request that introductory consultation. Also, follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.